You're listening to SBS News.
An estimated 1,200 serving and former defence personnel across Australia have taken their lives in the past two decades. Julianne Finney's son died from suicide after a 20-year career in the Navy. And now, she is demanding answers.
I want accountability. I want to know what happened to my son or what did not happen. But remember, this is not about my son. This is because of him, but it's about every living veteran or every dying veteran, should I say. It is about them.
Ms Finney's advocacy has helped push a reluctant government to call a Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. On average, at least one person each week has taken their own life over the last 20 years, with the terms of reference covering the present and going back to veterans who served in the Second World War and earlier. Royal Commissioner Nick Coldis says this investigation is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for lasting, fundamental change.
We will listen with empathy. We will act with compassion and without fear or favour. And we will learn from your stories in order to make a real difference to the lives of serving and former personnel and their families.
He acknowledges the Commission will not be a straightforward task.
We are dealing with a system of operation and support that has evolved over many years. We're examining support systems that have struggled to keep pace with the nature of modern warfare and modern life. We know that the defence and veteran community is dynamic and varied. We recognise that the experience of each individual who is a member of this community is unique and important.
Commissioners are encouraging veterans and their families to come forward to share their stories or offer recommendations to help steer the inquiry. Already, 600 submissions have been made and 60 private hearings scheduled. This Royal Commission is the latest in a number of inquiries and investigations made over the past two decades, and commissioners will be asking why so many of the recommendations from prior inquiries have not been implemented. The Commission's nine-page Terms of Reference calls for the examination of contributing risk factors, including pre-service, training and deployment, transition, separation, and post-service issues. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has acknowledged that the constant relocation of defence personnel takes a toll on their loved ones at home.
For some families, the sacrifice lasts much longer for them and for their loved ones for many, many years. And I acknowledge the start of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide today. Our obligation is to do everything within our power to improve the situation for those and their families who live with the scars of war and conflict far beyond their service.
The Commission will include a forensic review of the Departments of Defence and Veterans Affairs and the Australian Defence Force. It will look at the recruitment process, housing and finance arrangements, and the military's organisational culture. Veterans and family members, including Ms Finney, remain suspicious of the system, but hope the results will help lower the rate of suicide in the defence community.
We need this and we need it now. The fight is just beginning. This Royal Commission has to be good and we need veterans, if they can, to tell their story.
The Commission is due to deliver an interim report on August 11th, 2022 and a final report on June 15th, 2023. 2 weeks of hearings are set to begin in Brisbane on Monday. Brooke Young, SBS News.